Om Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at Bhagawan's divine lotus feet. Respected elders and dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. On this holy occasion of Tamil New Year, this evening's program is being offered by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations from the state of Tamil Nadu at the lotus feet of our most beloved Divine Master. Commencing this evening's program, we have with us one of Bhagawan's very enthusiastic, dynamic and enterprising student, Sri Karthik Ramesh, an alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Learning, who will be offering his expressions of love and gratitude to Bhagawan as he shares with us his inspirational experiences with Bhagawan. Brother Karthik, after receiving gold medal from the Madras University for the BTech degree in the field of computer science, completed his MBA program from Bhagawan's University with the 2005-2007 batch. Prior to becoming a student here, he was an active Sevadal member, bhajan singer, a young adult and Bal Vikas student in Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, even as he was working for the Infosys Technologies. He is currently serving as an active member of the global Sai organizations and Sai alumni associations across India, United States of America, Southeast Asia, Middle East, Africa, Australia, where with Bhagawan's grace and blessings, he has rendered seva through study circles, alumni music programs, bhajan workshops, human value workshops, and Bal Vikas classes, and several other Sai activities, even as he holds the current position of the Vice President at the Maestro Technologies in New Jersey, United States, prior to which he has also worked in several leadership positions at Dun & Bradstreet globally. He is a certified Satya Sai Educare Bal Vikas Group 3 teacher. Brother Karthik was blessed to be a Prashanti Mandir bhajan singer in the year 2005 and was also blessed to speak in the immediate divine presence in Sai Kulwanthal on several important occasions like Guru Purnima and Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha during the Dashera. After his MBA, during his visits to Whitefield and Puttaparthi, Bhagawan has blessed him to serve voluntarily in several IT consulting initiatives for the Central Trust, Books and Publication Trust, Medical Trust, and Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Learning. Swami has also directly blessed him on some of his very important events of personal and professional life. Brother Karthik is indeed a role model for many of us for the balance in professional excellence and effective social service initiatives that he has been able to maintain so successfully. Please welcome Brother Karthik Ramesh. Sai Ram.
Most beloved Bhagwan, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters. At the outset, I would like to begin with giving my heartfelt warm wishes on this most auspicious holy occasion of the Vishu Malayalam New Year and the Puttandu Tamil New Year's Day. It is indeed a great blessing and privilege for all of us, as it is on all festivities which are celebrated in Prashanthi Nilayam, that in the spirit of brotherhood of man, we gather at the lotus feet of our Divine Father and Mother to jointly offer our love and prayers. Hundreds of memories strike my mind as I stand at this place, for it was Bhagwan who has inspired our students, and I'm sure so many devotees from various states who seemed pretty ordinary at the outset when they came here, but by Bhagwan's grace, the programs, the service initiatives went to an extraordinary extent simply by the fact that it was Bhagwan's physical presence blessing them. On such an occasion, I was really lamenting within myself, Bhagwan, how am I going to speak in your apparent physical absence? And as if to answer that foolish question of mine, Bhagwan came in my dream last week. Looking at me, he said, have I gone anywhere? Can you not realize that I am always with you? As Bhagwan lovingly reprimanded me, he looked at me and said, speak about bhakti, shakti and mukti. Offering my most reverential, humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet and offering myself, and once again extending a very warm welcome to all the devotees and respected elders gathered here, I begin with this question, not to you, dear brothers and sisters, but to myself, what can we offer to Bhagwan for what he has done to us? I remember one of our teachers in Vrindavan used to tell, even if we take all the skin of humanity and make chappals out of that and offer it as padugas to Bhagwan, it will not suffice to, you know, express our loving gratitude to him in any way. Even if we have to churn all the oceans as ink and take all the barks across the world of the trees and try to make a pen and write a letter of love, we cannot express gratitude. I'm sure especially the Tamil Nadu group which is here gathered today will agree with me that Bhagwan had quenched the drought-stricken Chennai residents with a wonderful water project. Not just Chennai. Look at Anantapur, look at the East Godavari, West Godavari. The momentum is just building in this movement of Bhagwan. What can we offer to Bhagwan? The question I ask again to myself. I am reminded of one of my very close friends, once seated with Bhagwan opposite him in Trai Vrindavan on the Chula. Bhagwan looked at him and said, will you give me what I want? What a question by the Divine Master to one of his little students. But in the true spirit of brotherhood, my dear brother stretched his hand to Bhagwan and said, Bhagwan, yes, I will give you what you want. And Bhagwan then smilingly asked him, will you give me your life now? The boy enthusiastically, as all of us would have done, stretched his hand and emphatically giving it to Bhagwan. Bhagwan, I give my life to you. And Bhagwan gently patted his cheek and said, how can you give me your life when your life is already in my hands and under my control? The reason I mention about this, in today's world, the instant age of technology, the instant age where we expect results for everything which we do, not in the same second, but in the nanosecond, we are also seeking instant liberation, instant mukti, instant bhakti. In another experience which I want to share here, there is a common practice among our students. This very area in Kulwant Hall, we would sit on the occasion of our birthday. On several other happy milestones, we would want to offer a tray to Bhagwan. The tray is not filled with goodies for Bhagwan, but goodies for us so that we can go back home, distribute it to our family, distribute it to our friends. And as I was also watching these boys, I thought, Bhagwan, will you not give me an opportunity to get my birthday blessing from you? Mysteriously, by Bhagwan's will, or possibly because my birthday fell 2 days after Bhagwan's birthday, looking at the number of festivities, I never dared to sit there and offer a plate of birthday blessing to Baba. Last year, in November 2012, I was fortunate when the Gujarat Sai organization invited me for Swami's birthday celebrations. And on the return flight, as I sat in the Surat airplane, looking back and thinking, Bhagwan, yet another birthday, are you not going to bless me? And this question reverberated, reiterated in my monkey mind repeatedly, so much so that I did not even hear the warming up of the engines of the plane as the plane got ready to taxi off. And I again asked Bhagwan, Bhagwan, oh Bhagwan, have you not blessed me on my birthday? As the plane picked up speed and neared taxi and was about to take off, as if answering my question, there was a loud boom, thud and explosion. Even before I knew it, panic all around, the pilot announces the plane has been hit by a major bird strike and the engines have failed. Just in the nick of time, brothers and sisters, Bhagwan had granted an extension of life as a birthday gift for me. And here I was foolishly thinking, Bhagwan, you are not blessing me on my birthday. What can we offer Bhagwan on such occasion? Is the two-word English word out of the dictionary, the grossly misused word today in the world, thank you, enough? Bhagwan once told us in one alumni interaction, thank you is so worldly. Why do you say thank you to Bhagwan? Express your heartfelt gratitude, Bhagwan exhorted us. What is Bhagwan? Does Bhagwan need anything? And I found the answer within myself. And reading all of Satya Sai Speaks, I really thank Bhagwan as preparation towards the speech. He gave me the opportunity to go through several of his discourses and I found the answer. Bhagwan said, I don't need anything from you. I only want your love. But again, in today's materialistic world, man is distracted by love of a different kind. And I would like to pun around the world, love by Bhagwan's inspiration, L-O-V-E, for mankind today is not love. It is life on the very edge. We are always, as Swami says, in the triple state of hurry, worry, curry, running from here to there, trying to find answers, trying to find instant solutions to all our problems. And I'm reminded yet again of one story by Bhagwan, where he says, an atheist, a man who never believed in God, was in an unfortunate situation, hanging from a cliff. And at that moment, he remembered God. He said, oh God, please save me. And the benign, graceful Lord appears at the scene and says, my dear son, leave the cliff and hold my hand. You will be saved. And the atheist scratches his head. If I leave the cliff, will God hold my hand? That is the state, that is the plight of people who are not aware of the glory of Bhagwan's mission today. As Swami says, the first and most important prerequisite for devotion is to have that unconditional faith in what Bhagwan says. Because once we become Bhagwan's devotee, it is not just love, it is L-O-V-E. And by Bhagwan's inspiration again, I say that love becomes the light of our very existence. As Swami fills our life with grace, with blessings, with bliss all around. Coming to the actual topic which Bhagwan had inspired to speak on, bhakti. Swami says, bhakti, the first syllable of bhakti is bha, which stands for that divine effulgence, it stands for that radiance and that illuminance, that all-pervading divinity of Godhood to which we should establish a permanent, not a temporary connection. How is it possible? Swami says you cannot ride two horses at the same time. You cannot be worldly and spiritual at the same time. So we need to detach from the world, Bhagwan tells us, and attach ourselves to God. And for this too, Bhagwan, as if we are kindergarten students, tells us, bhakti, my dears, are only the kindergarten classes for you. You will have to progress to higher education, to primary school, where you develop vairagya, where you develop virakti. Once you develop vairagya, virakti, all your energies, the shakti in your life becomes illumined by God's grace, and God carries you to the divine goal of self-realization or mukti. This is the threefold path which Bhagwan himself has prescribed to us as part of the transformation process towards bhakti. Bhakti, Swami says, is not an end, it is a means to an end. It is a process of purification. It is a process of internalization. It is a process of internal revolution, Bhagwan says. And Bhagwan, I remember, we boys during our MBA days used to get wonderful opportunities to distribute prasadam directly to the devotees. Once a VIP asked Swami, why Swami only your boys? Why not the sevadals? Swami said, once they leave the presence of this university and venture into the world, I would need to give them some drops of my grace, having exhausted all their prapti studying in Bhagwan's institute, moving so closely about them. By distributing prasadam to my devotees, they earn merit. So with that selfish agenda in our mind, as some of us were packing the prasadam inside at our own leisurely pace, with another additional selfish agenda that we would get to spend more time in Swami's physical proximity, Swami literally stormed into the bhajan hall and we saw the Sai Rudra form. Even then in the Sai Rudra form, Swami lovingly admonished us. He said, what are you doing? Look at the crores of devotees, thousands of devotees waiting for a glimpse of Bhagwan's robe, and here you are leisurely packing the prasadam as if there is no end to this activity. Is this your devotion? We immediately surrounded Bhagwan and we prayed to him, Bhagwan, accept our love, Bhagwan, accept our devotion. We folded our arms, we cried, we massaged his feet. Bhagwan said, is this devotion? And Bhagwan looked at us and said, true devotion is transformation of yourself, not others. Remember this, as you render seva, as you engage in sadhana, as you follow various modes of bhakti, remember the end transformation is the litmus test for your bhakti. As we engage in bhajans, as we engage in Narayan sevas, as we engage in Nagar Sankirtan, let us ask ourselves this question, how much have I transformed within myself? At this juncture, I would like to express again my heartfelt gratitude to Bhagwan, not just for making me his student, but much prior to that, 15 years ago, very, very humbly, reverentially, I salute Bhagwan and the Tamil Nadu Satya Sai Seva organizations for the wonderful opportunities they gave me right from childhood to be part of his Bal Vikas, to grow into a young adult, to be an active Sevadal, a bhajan singer, and finally join Swami's institute. It made me think that Bhagwan has established the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization itself as a plane for us to get trained and groomed as youth leaders for tomorrow. But does that mean that only people who study here in Bhagwan's institute are entitled to be called Swami students? This question again reverberated many years in my mind as Bhagwan continued to deny admission to me, saying that you will have to work harder, you will have to do more sadhana, you will have to do more seva as I engage in the Tamil Nadu Satya Sai Seva organizations. I remember there were times when we used to come for Prashanti Seva and we used to take some of the toughest seva, the active workforce which was put in all the positions. And Bhagwan's grace, he says, no activity is low or high. By his compassion, the active Sevadal group would suddenly be put in Swami's residence. So that is the power of Seva. Even when we joined the institute, I was wondering, did Bhagwan ever know that I was doing chapel duty in Sundaram at one point of time? Did he ever know that I nurtured a deep-hearted desire to sing in front of Bhagwan's presence? As if to answer yet another foolish question from me, Bhagwan looked at me on the very first day of admission in the interview room in Whitefield and he said, I know you are from Sundaram, he said. He said, I know you have sung in Sundaram, I know you have learnt singing from the Sundaram Bhajan group as a Bhajan trainee. And Bhagwan made me remember that we need to have that gratitude to the Satya Sai Seva organization, which I strongly believe today, and I can proclaim proudly, is the greatest physical manifestation ever of Bhagwan, not just the physical form which we associate here in Puttaparthi. Thanks to the professional commitments, Bhagwan has sent me worldwide, crossing all the seven seas, visiting various continents, and it never ceases to amaze me the excitement and the enthusiasm with which the Sai organization carries out various service initiatives. God is like the divine sculptor. He looks at us various boulders positioned in various activities and tasks, but he does not see us as a boulder. He sees us as that great single image of God. And so he will put us through the chiseling process. What do we do in such a case? There will be trials and tribulations as we undertake sadhana. There will be challenges, there will be tests. So Bhagwan is taking us on the next stage of bhakti towards Sharanagati. In another interview, as Bhagwan was intently looking at me, and in my monkey mind I was thinking, is Bhagwan going to materialize a chain, a ring, or what is going to come from his hand? Bhagwan pointed to me and said, pitchy, pitchy, mad monkey. And as I stared at Bhagwan, I didn't know what to do. I said, Bhagwan, please accept my monkey mind. Bhagwan shook his head, no, I will not accept your monkey mind. I said, Bhagwan, please, I surrender to you. Bhagwan said, surrender, surrender, lip service surrender. I said, Bhagwan, I don't even know how to surrender. Teach me how to surrender. Ah, that is what I want from you, Bhagwan said. That is the spirit of Sharanagati, and that is the spirit with which, as we engage as Swami's messengers, as Swami's instruments, whatever the activity it might be bhajan singing, it might be Veda chanting, it might be any activity of the organization, but we need to take it up with gusto and enthusiasm and execute it as if it was Swami's tasks. And Swami knows, I remember innumerable instances when my classmates from Chennai, Swami would look at them and say, my house is near your house. Physically, we would wonder, it is not possible. Swami's house in Puttaparthi. Then it struck us, Swami was talking about the individual samitis from which those boys were coming, saying that the samiti is the center of my residence. Samiti is my house. So I once again express my gratitude. Bhagwan, what a great organization you have given. What a great physical manifestation of your physical form, which is going to be eternal. I remembered now, one of my friends called me to another spiritual organization. I said, I have no interest, but on his insistence, when I went there, the spiritual master looked at me and said, you as a Sai devotee, a Sai student, need not go anywhere else, but I have called you here to just give you one message. There is no beginning, there is no middle, there is no end to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba's mission. There will be no avatar as this before. These are things which we know. These are truths which we know, but when such evolved spiritual masters tell us, it reverberates in our minds forever. So as we engage, as we surrender to Bhagavan, as we offer the fruits of our actions to Him, I am reminded of three golden rules which one of our MBA professors told me. Because especially when you come across challenges, we wonder, Bhagavan, is this right? What is this? What is wrong? Am I in a moral dilemma? Am I okay? And Bhagavan says, just follow these three golden rules. Rule number one, remember, whatever Bhagavan says is Vedam. Whatever Bhagavan says is Dharma. Whatever Bhagavan does is Dharma. Rule number two, never ever doubt rule number one. And the most important rule number three, if you are in doubt, refer to rule number one or rule number two. So this is the guiding principle by which we should engage in the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization activities. And many a time as alumni, when we went to Bhagavan and said, Bhagavan, we will go out as your messengers. We will transform the world. Bhagavan said, wait, hold on. Transformation of the world is my mission. Transform yourself. Participate in your local organization activities. Be an effective sevadal. Try to learn bhajans. Try to mentor more people into balvikas. That is the greatest seva which you can do. And yet again I recall, on multiple visits to countries, especially at the time of calamities, like in the US last year when the Hurricane Sandy and earlier the Hurricane Katrina, the first organization to respond to that was the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. In Tamil Nadu, when the tsunami happens, the first organization, again, the Tamil Nadu Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. In the Odisha floods, again, the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. It made me wonder that, Bhagavan, your greatest materialization or your greatest miracle is not some pendant chain or even the lingas which you brought out in Shivaratri. The greatest materialization is the materialization of the truth of your will. What you will must happen, and you have willed that this is the organization. Wherever we may be, if we are at Puttaparthi, Swami's trusts, Swami's educational institutes, if we are outside, the global Sai organizations are beckoning us, calling us, please come and participate in the activities. So at this moment, we are like the passengers who are traveling, not by economy class, not by business class, but by first class in the divine plane. What is this divine plane? And Bhagavan reminds us, in the 70th birthday, he said, the plane of my mission is about to take off. In the 75th birthday, Bhagavan said, the plane is now going to take off. And now we look back, 85th birthday has gone. I am sure you will all agree with me that the plane has definitely taken off and Bhagavan has put it on auto cruise control. We as first class passengers, as devotees of Bhagavan, just need to have His name on our lips, just need to engage in seva. And Bhagavan then looks at us and says, before you continue to enjoy the flight, look down on the earth. As we look down from the height of 40, 45,000 feet in Bhagavan's plane, we see nothing really matters. All our petty differences seem to have disappeared. All our problems, all our selfish desires, all our agendas don't seem to have any place in the macrocosm of Bhagavan's creation. Bhagavan is now leading us with His Shakti on the part of Bhakti towards Mukti by giving us the Jnana, giving us what He calls the Vishwarupam. I remember one of my classmates narrated this. One day sitting in the primary school block many years back, he was pining for Swami's Vishwarupa Darshanam. Swami called him, do you want Vishwarupa Darshanam? Go inside the interview room. So he thought he is going to enter the room and Swami is going to take the divine cosmic form. Swami opens the interview room window. Swami says, that is the Vishwam. Everything in the Vishwam has a Rupam. See me in that Vishwam Rupam. Then you will see Vishwarupam. I remember a few years back, including me, I used to rush to the terrace to say, hey, I see Swami in the moon. I called up one of my alumni brothers. Are you able to see Swami in the moon? Are you able to see His features? I am able to see His hair. He said, Karthik, why are you struggling so much to see Swami in some celestial object so many light miles away? Why don't you try to look Swami in the people you don't like? Why don't you try to look at Swami in the things which you don't like, in the things you don't want to do? That also is Bhagavan. That also is Bhagavan's way of training you, that accept that everything is my prasadam. Everything which happens is my will. So at this stage, we can only pray to Swami on this most holy, auspicious occasion of Vishu and Puthanda, Tamil New Year's Day. Bhagavan, accept ourselves, accept our love. Take our devotion, take our minds, take everything, Bhagavan. Purify it. Make us effective, worthy instruments of yours in your divine hands, Bhagavan. And I would just like to leave you with this thought and one final incident which one of my classmates who happened to be Swami's personal assistant mentioned to me. That one day in Tarai Vrindavan, Swami was looking at the multitudes of devotees gathering outside near the Vrindavan gate from the window. And Bhagavan told the boy, there are multitudes, thousands, hundreds and thousands of them coming to me for the fulfillment of those petty desires. Not even a handful have come to take from me what I am ready to give instantly as a result of my grace, which is the highest goal of life, which is liberation. So brothers and sisters, let us reverentially, humbly pray to Bhagavan that Bhagavan lead us along this path of bhakti. Make use of our yukti. Make sure we have good bhukti, good wholesome food. Food not just in terms of materialistic food, but food in the form of good thoughts, good words, good deeds. Lead us to that ultimate goal of liberation. And I can feel Swami telling me, as he told in Satya Sai Speaks, he said, strive for it. It is your duty. Yearn for it. It is your task. The journey is not easy. Struggle. That is the assignment and test which I am giving you. Do this consistently. Do this repeatedly. Do this selflessly. And Bhagavan will grant you the highest goal of liberation. With these words, I once again offer my most humble, reverential gratitude to Bhagavan sitting here listening to this talk, the true speaker within who has shared this speech with all of you. And I salute Bhagavan in each one of you and pray for forgiveness if I have said something which is not in tune with Bhagavan's teachings. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Sai Ram, our most loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai, the Sri Satya Sai Balavikas Fraternity of Tamil Nadu, extends warm greetings and loving Sai Ram wishes to each and every one on this very happy and holy occasion of Tamil New Year and Vishu. We begin today's evening program invoking the blessings of Lord Ganesha through a dance presentation by our Balavikas children. Lord Ganesha symbolizes intelligence, wisdom and discrimination. Innumerable are the appellations of the enchanting form of the Lord, each of which describes his divine form and qualities. Some call him Vigneshwara, the one who removes all the obstacles. Others call him Vinayaka, the one who is second to none. We will now witness the different attributes of Lord Ganesha as portrayed in this dance recital. As the one who is the essence of the Gita, one who is the embodiment of and yet beyond all the gunas, and one who is the supreme consciousness that pervades everything in the universe. Come, let us begin this new year by meditating on our Sai Ganesha and placing ourselves completely at his lotus feet. May this auspicious beginning mark the unfolding of a holy new year filled with love, joy and peace. Jai Sai Ram.
ಗೀತಾಯ ಗ್ರಂಥಗೇಯಾಯ ಗ್ರಂಥಾಂತರಾತ್ಮನೇ ಗೀತಲೀನಾಯ ಗೀತಾಶ್ರಯಾಯ ಗೀತವಾದ್ಯಪಟವೇ ಹೇಯ ಚರಿತಾಯ ಗಾಯಕವರಾಯ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಕೃತಿ ಕಾಯಕಾಧೀನ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಗಂಗಾಜಲ ಪ್ರಣಯವತೆ ಯಾಯ ಗೌರಿ ಪ್ರವಣಾಯ ಗೌರಭಾವಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಗೋ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಯ ಗೋವರ್ಧನಾಯ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಗುಣಾತೀತಾಯ ಗುಣಾಧೀಶಾಯ ಗುಣ ಪ್ರವೀಶಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಏಕದಂತಾಯ ವಕ್ರತುಂಡಾಯ ಗೌರೀತನಯಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಗಜೇಶಾನಾಯ ಬಾಲಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಗಣೇಶಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಏಕದಂತಾಯ ವಕ್ರತುಂಡಾಯ ಗೌರೀತನಯಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಗಜೇಶಾನಾಯ ಬಾಲಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಗಣೇಶಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ
Sairam. We, the Bal Vikas children from Tirunelveli district of Tamil Nadu, from a village which is still pristine and untouched by the tyranny of modern technologies like television or internet, have arrived here at your lotus feet at Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of supreme peace, to depict a story narrated by you, O Lord, to Bhuma Devi, when you had descended to save the mankind in the form of Varahamurti. This story, titled Kaisika Puranam, which is normally depicted for 5 hours, has been condensed to 30 minutes today with a humble effort to present the essence of your message for this evening's offering. It is not a stage drama, but an offering of a ritual service to the Lord Nambi in the form of a temple theater. In a time when the rich Bharatiya culture, which carries the esoteric essence of the most ancient heritage of mankind, is fast disappearing, the key person who traced this epic and designed this unique presentation is Professor Ramanujam, a former professor at Thanjavur University. He is a well-known Tamil theater director, writer, translator, and a keen revivalist. The words and all the verbal expressions are taken from the old palm leaf manuscript in its most pristine form. But yes, it is interspersed between with the pearls of Telugu language, the most sweet mother tongue of our beloved Lord Satya Sai. The Devadasis have been traditionally offering this form of presentation to the temple deities, and today we, your children from Tirunelveli, is offering the same form of art at your divine lotus feet in our most humble capacity. The costumes, the makeup and textures have been diligently designed to reflect every finer details of the sculptures and paintings in the tower of Tirukurunkudi temple. The presentation of Kaishika Puranam is not an outcome of a director, but an evolutionary process conducted more than a decade with the help of the experts from many disciplines. This version has been presented for the past 8 years in several places, and not a single performance has been given as a public exhibition, but has only been offered inside the temples. This offering, entitled Kaisika Puranam, sources its origin from Amukta Malyada, written by Sri Krishna Devaraya. The current offering is a condensed version specially designed by experts to suit this holy occasion. But in fact, this is a depiction of power of sincerity, magnanimity of love and strength of devotion. Swami, it is said, in the court of man, you are judged by your results, but in the house of God, you are measured by your intentions. We come to you with an intention that are innocent and vision that is lofty. As much as we aim to offer this attempt at thy feet, we seek your blessings in our endeavor to revive the traditional art form of Bharat. Jai Sai Ram.
హర కిరీట కేయూర కంకణ భూషణుండు ఆశ్రిత పోషణు లాలిత కాంచీకటి మండలుండు అంచిత కుండలుండు కౌస్తుభ మణికేలి తాచ్చ గైవేయకుండు ఆనందదాయకుండు ఘన శంఖ చక్ర గదా పద్మహస్తుండు భువన ప్రశస్తుడగు సాయీశ్వర మీ పాదాల చెంత ప్రణవిల్లుతూ స్వామి మీ దివ్య సమక్షంలో ప్రదర్శించబోయే ఈ కళాంశం స్వయాన వరాహమూర్తి రూపంలో భూమాదేవికి మీరే వల్లించిన కథాంశం. సనాతన ఆర్యావార్త నాట్య నాటిక సాంప్రదాయాలను ఆధారం చేసుకుని గత 7 సంవత్సరాలుగా మీ కొరకు చెక్కిన శిల్పారామమిది. తండ్రి, ఈ రూపకంలోని ప్రతి మాట వందల సంవత్సరాల నాటి తాళపత్రాల నుండి ప్రొఫెసర్ రామానుజం గారి శ్రమతో సేకరించబడినది. ప్రతి సన్నివేశము, ప్రతి పాత్ర వేషధారణ, రంగస్థల సాంప్రదాయము తిరుకున్కుడి మహాదేవాలయాల శిల్పాలను ప్రతిబింబిస్తూ భారత నాట్య నాటక శాస్త్ర సూత్రాలను ఆధారం చేసుకుని మీ కొరకు కూర్చబడినది. ఈ కథాంశం సాధారణంగా కేవలం దేవాలయాల్లో భగవంతునికి అర్చన రూపంలో దేవదాసీల చేత ప్రదర్శింపబడుతుంది. ఈ సాంప్రదాయాన్ని గౌరవిస్తూ ఈనాడు మీ కొరకు మీ గ్రామీణ బాల్ వికాస్ బాలులు ప్రదర్శిస్తున్న ఈ పూజా కుసుమాన్ని స్వీకరించండి. దేశ భాషలందు తెలుగు లెస్స అని చాటిన శ్రీకృష్ణ దేవరాయలు రచించిన ఆముక్త మాల్యద నుండి సమకూర్చిన ఈ కైశిక పురాణాన్ని మీరు పలికిన మధుర తెలుగులో ప్రదర్శించడానికి ఈ నాటికలోని పలు సందర్భాలలో మేము ప్రయత్నించాము. మా ఈ ప్రయత్నాన్ని స్వీకరించండి. మమ్ములను ఆశీర్వదించండి. ఓ పరమ పావన నిస్వభావన బాంధవ ప్రకారణన సరది పోషణ సత్య భాషణ సత్కృపామయ భూషణ దురిత ధారణ సృష్టి కారణ దుష్టలోక నివారణ సత్యసాయీశ్వర తుభ్యం నమోస్తు తుభ్యం నమోస్తు.
కైశిక మహత్యం నృత్య నాటకం తిరుక్కురుంగుడి ప్రసిద్ధి చెందిన 108 వైష్ణవ క్షేత్రాలలో అత్యంత వైభవంగా అలరారే దేవాలయం ఈ గ్రామంలోనే ఉంది. ఈ ఊరు తిరునల్వేలికి 45 కిలోమీటర్ల దూరంలో ఉంది. ఇక్కడి దైవం సాక్షాత్తు శ్రీ మహావిష్ణువే. ఆలయం పేరు అళహియ నంబిరాయర్ కోవిల్. ఇక్కడ పూజలందుకునే విష్ణునామం బడివళహియ నంబి. అమ్మవార్లు ఇద్దరు, కురుంగుడి నాచ్యార్, కోదై నాచ్యార్. ఈ కోదై నాచ్యార్ అమ్మవారినే ఆండాళ్ళని, గోదాదేవి అని శ్రీవైష్ణవులు పూజిస్తారు. శ్రీకృష్ణ దేవరాయలు లిఖించిన ఆముక్త మాల్యద అనే కావ్యం ఈ గోదాదేవి అమ్మవారి చరిత్రే. ఆమె స్వయంగా 30 పాసురాలను రచించి భక్తి మార్గమే భగవంతుని దరిచేర్చు మోక్ష మార్గమని లోకానికి నిరూపించారు. ఇప్పుడు మనం చూడబోయే నాటకం కైశిక మహత్యం. నంపాడువన్ అనే విష్ణు భక్తుడు అస్పృశ్యుడు. అతనికి ఆలయ ప్రవేశం లేదు. ప్రతిరోజు అతడు కైశిక రాగంతో భగవంతుని కీర్తిస్తూ ఆలయం ముందు పరమ భక్తితో పరవశించేవాడు. తన భక్తిరస పూరితమైన కీర్తనలతో శ్రీ మహావిష్ణువుని అలరింపజేసేవాడు. ఈ భక్తుని కోసమే ఆలయ ధ్వజస్తంభం పక్కకి జరిగి నంపాడువన్కు నిత్యం బడివడహీయనంబి దర్శనం కలిగేలా చేసింది. ఒకనాడు నంపాడువన్ ఆలయానికి వస్తుండగా ఓ బ్రహ్మరాక్షసుడు అతన్ని అడ్డగించి తనకి ఆహారమైపోమన్నాడు. అప్పుడు పరమభక్తుడైన నంపాడువన్, ఓ రాక్షసుడా, ఇప్పుడు నన్ను విడు. నేను శ్రీ మహావిష్ణువుని నా కీర్తనలతో అర్చించి తిరిగి వచ్చేటప్పుడు స్వయంగా నీకు ఆహారమవుతాను అని ఆ బ్రహ్మరాక్షసుణ్ణి ప్రార్థించి ఒప్పిస్తాడు. ఆ తర్వాత ఏవైందో, తిరుక్కురుంగుడి బాలవికాస విద్యార్థులు మన ప్రియాతి ప్రియమైన సాయిదేముని ముందు ప్రదర్శించబోయే కైశిక మహత్యం అనే ఈ నృత్య నాటకంలో చూద్దాం. ఆనాడు శుక్లపక్ష ఏకాదశి, కార్తీక మాసం.
వరాహమూర్తి, భూలోకవాసుల బాధలు తీర్చే మార్గమును సెలవివ్వవా స్వామి.
భూదేవి, కలియుగాన మానవుల కష్టాలు తీరవలనన్న ఒకే ఒక్క మార్గమున్నది. అదే నామస్మరణ, సంకీర్తన. అది నిరూపించడానికి అదుగో నా భక్తుడు నంపాడువను వస్తున్నాడు చూడు.
சூழ்தென் குறுங்கை மழகியனம்பி மஞ்சன மழகியனம்பி
ఇప్పుడే నిన్ను చంపి నా ఆకలి తీర్చుకుంటాను.
ఒక్క మాట విను రాక్షస, ఈనాడు ఏకాదశి, నేను ఉపవాసంతో ఉన్నాను. భగవత్ దర్శనం చేసుకుని మరల వస్తాను, అప్పుడు నన్ను చంపి నీ ఆకలి తీర్చుకో.
போவானாம் நம்பி தன்னை போற்றுவானாம், மீளையின் பால் வருவானாம், உய் ஒன்றும் அறியானாம். மேவுகின்ற வெம்புளியை விட்டகன்று வெம்புளியை விட்டகன்று எவருமோ பசுவும் வம்புரை தாய் நீ மதியாமல் வம்புரை தாய் நீ மதியாமல் வம்புரை தாய் நீ மதியாமல்
புலி சேத்துக்கு ஆவு சிக்கித்தே வதிலேஸ்துந்தா నేను నిన్ను వదలను.
నేను సత్యాన్ని చెబుతా విను రాక్షస.
ఆ సత్యము వివేకము నీకున్నచో నేనొకటి చెబుతా విను.
నీ సున్న వార్త சாதிக்கு ஈடாக நிறம் பெற்றதே நீ சொன்ன வார்த்தை சாதிக்கு ஈடாக நிறம் பெற்றதே பாடுவான் நான் சொல்லும் வார்த்தை நயவுரைகள் பேசாதே பாடுவானே பாடுவானே நயவுரைகள் பேசாதே பஞ்சகம் பேசேன் என்று புரைத்தாய ஒளிந்தயலி ஊனை உன்னே கறிவுடன் வருமா அஞ்சி ஒளிந்தயலி ஊனை முன்னே அறிவுடன் வருமா
பயந்தோ உன்ன மூஷிகம் ఎంత తెలివైనదైనా మార్జాలం ముందుకొస్తుందా? నీ మాటలు జాతికి తగినట్టుగానే ఉన్నాయి.
అయ్యా, నేను నిన్న జాతివాడినైనా మాట తప్పను. ఏ జాతి తన వారికి దుర్గుణాల్ని నేర్పదు. మరో నిజం చెబుతా విను. నేను మరలా వస్తాను. కొన్ని నిజాలు చెబుతున్నాను, అది దయచేసి వినండి. నంబివారిని దర్శనం చేసి వచ్చుటకు అనుమతినివ్వండి.
గొప్ప మాటలు చెప్పావు, నేను చెప్పేది విను. దహించినప్పుడు బావిని త్రవ్వి నీటిని తోడి ఆ నిప్పుని ఆర్పడం ఎలాంటిదో, కాకతాళీయంగా దొరికిన నిన్ను నేను విడిచిపెట్టడం కూడా అలాంటిదే.
అయ్యా రాక్షసోత్తమ వినుము, అతిథికి రెండు కూరలు, తనకు నాలుగు కూరలు చేసుకుని తినేవాడికి గడ్డిమెత్తను చూపి గోవును నదీ తీరానికి తీసుకువెళ్లి చంపినవాడికి షష్ఠి సప్తమి అష్టమి అమావాస్య దినములలో స్నానము చేసి ఉపవాసము ఉండకుండా పూజించేవాడికి ఏకాదశి తిథి రోజున జాగరణ చేయనివాడికి ఇవన్నీ కాక నువ్వులకు నూనె పోసేవాడికి పువ్వులకు వాసన వేసేవాడికి ఆ శ్రీదేవికి శ్రీలక్ష్మికి ప్రాణనాథుడైన ఆ శ్రీమన్నారాయణుని మీద భక్తి లేని వానికి ఏ విధమైన పాపం కలుగుతుందో మరలా నేను నీ దగ్గరికి రానిచో అది నాకు కలుగుగాక.
మంచిది, రాత్రి మూడవ జాము లోపల తిరిగి నువ్వు వచ్చేంత వరకు నీకోసం నేను వేచి ఉంటాను.
చంగు చక్రము சங்கு சக்கரமோ மகரம் அணியகடை மறைத்து சங்கு சக்கர
ఆతంగి వంశీయుడేనా, మనం ఆతంగి వంశీయుడేనా, సత్య ప్రమాణం చేసి వచ్చితివా?
வந்த வழி நன்று, நீ அந்த வழி போகாய், இந்த வழி போவுனது சிந்தை மகிழ்ந்து. வந்த வழி நன்று, நீ அந்த வழி போகாய், இந்த வழி போவுனது சிந்தை மகிழ்ந்து.
முந்த வருவேன் என மொழிந்த
సత్యము వేడవచ్చని మన పూర్వీకులు ఒక్క మాట చెప్పారు, అది నీవు విను నాయనా.
మైందర్ విలయాటిడత్తు మైకు ఇడుకన్ వంద ఇడత్తు నైంద ఉయిర్ పిళైకుం ఎన్రిడత్తు அடங்கிடுமே. பொய்மையும் வாய்மையிடத்து புரை தீர்ந்த நன்மை பயக்கும் மெனின்.
ஐயா, சுவாமுல வாரு, சத்தியமு, ஞானமு, தர்மமு, சாந்தமு, ஓரிமி, தேவுடு, ఈ ఆరు గుణాలు కలిగిన వారు శ్రీమన్నారాయణుని కృపకు పాత్రులగుదురు. కావున నేను సత్యద్రోహమును చేయలేను. రాక్షసుల వారి వద్దకు వెళ్ళుటకు అనుమతి నొసంగము.
నువ్వు సత్యాన్ని పాలించడం వల్ల నారాయణుడికి ఇష్టుడవయ్యావు, నేను ఆనందించాను. సుందర నంబివారి కృపాకటాక్షములు నీకు ఎప్పుడూ ఉంటాయి. భాగవతోత్తమా, నేను వస్తాను.
తిరిగొచ్చేవా భాగవతోత్తమ, నీ కులానికి నీ గోత్రానికి పుణ్యముంటుంది. స్వామి సన్నిధిలో జరిగిన విషయాలను ఒక్కటి కూడా దాపరికము లేకుండా అన్నీ చెప్పు.
అయ్యా రాక్షసోత్తమ, వినుము. త్రిలోకాలను కొలిచిన నంబివారు పుంటరీకుని పాదపద్మములను పొగిడి
మళగిరి కాంతారం నాట ధన్యాసి తుత్తం వసంత
మొదలకు రాగాలాపనలు చేసి కైసిక రాగాన్ని ఆలపించి నంబివారిని స్తుతించాలి.
అయ్యా భాగవతోత్తమ, నేను ఇంతవరకు నీ పట్ల చేసిన అపరాధములను మన్నించి
దయతో నాకు కైసిక వ్రత ఫలము యొక్క కనీస పావు భాగాన్ని అనుగ్రహింపుమా.
నేను నంబివారిని సేవించి తిరిగి వచ్చినప్పుడు ఈ అర్ధరాత్రిలో భూమి కంపింప పరిగెత్తి భీకరంగా అరిచిన నీ అరుపులు, అగ్నికోళాల వలె ఉన్న నీ కళ్ళు కోపముతో వెంటాడి నన్ను చంపి తినవచ్చినవాడివి. నా కైసిక వ్రతఫలాన్ని కొంచెమైనా ఇవ్వమని, రక్షించమని ప్రాధేయపడి కన్నీటితో వగుస్తున్న నీవెవరివి? నీ ఊరేది? పేరేది? కులమేది? గోత్రమేది?
భాగవతోత్తముల వారికి స్వాగతం. నా నామము సోమశర్మ, సరాగ గోత్రికుణ్ణి, వేదవంశములో పుట్టినవాణ్ణి, విద్యా వివేకము కలిమే సంపద కలిగినవాణ్ణి. యాగమొక్కటి చేసి తిని ఒక్క మంత్రాన్ని తప్పుగా పఠించడం వల్ల రాక్షసుడివి కమ్మని శపించాడు. శాప విమోచనానికి మీ రాక కోసం వేచి ఉన్నాను. ఆహా, మీ దర్శనం అయ్యింది. కైసిక రాగములో పాడి సేవించిన ఫలితాన్ని కొంతనైనను ధారపోసి నన్ను రక్షించండయ్యా. నాకు శాప విమోచనం కలిగించండి.
ఆ సుందర నంబివారి కృపాకటాక్షములతో రాక్షసాకారము తొలగి నీ నిజ బ్రాహ్మణ రూపము సిద్ధించుగాక. హే గోవిందా, నీ నామ సంకీర్తన వలన కలిగే ఫలితం ఎంతటిదో కళ్లారా చూశాను. గోదాదేవి రూపాన్ని ధరించి నా కానామృతంతో మిమ్మల్ని అలరించే భాగ్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించండి స్వామి.
భగవంతుని నామమును ప్రీతితో ఒక్కతూరి పలికినంత మాత్రమన మీ హృదయమే ఉప్పొంగిపోతుంది, కఠినమైన హృదయం కూడా కరిగిపోతుంది.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్, విత్ లవ్ యు అటర్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఈవెన్ వన్స్ యువర్ హార్ట్ విల్ మెల్ట్ అవే అండ్ ఈవెన్ ది స్టోన్ లైక్ హార్ట్ విల్ మెల్ట్.
కానీ ఐస్ అయినా కొంచెం కరగడానికి టైం తీసుకుంటుంది, కానీ భగవంతుని హృదయం కరగడానికి టైమే తీసుకోదు.
ఐస్ మే టేక్ లిటిల్ టైమ్ టు మెల్ట్ బట్ నాట్ గాడ్స్ హార్ట్.
కనుక గాడ్ శక్తి, దైవశక్తి ఒక క్షణంలో పెరిగిపోతుంది, క్షణంలో కరిగిపోతుంది.
డివైన్ పవర్ కెన్ గ్రో ఇన్ అ మోమెంట్ అండ్ కెన్ మెల్ట్ ఇన్ అ మోమెంట్.
కనుక దైవనామం చేసుకుంటున్నా అండి.
ఆల్ ద టైమ్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ నేమ్.
ఎక్కడైనా మీరు ప్రయాణం చేస్తున్నప్పుడు కూడాను మీరు పనులకు తెలియకోకుండా హృదయంలోనే నామస్మరణ చేసుకుంటూ ప్రయాణం చేయండి.
ఈవెన్ వెన్ యూఆర్ ట్రావెలింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఓన్ హార్ట్,
సర్వదా సర్వకాలేషు సర్వత్ర రామచింతనం,
అట్ ఆల్ ప్లేసెస్ అట్ ఆల్ టైమ్స్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ నేమ్.
అది చేస్తూ ఉంటే ఇంతకంటే గొప్ప సాధన మనకేం అక్కర్లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో సాధన హైయర్ దాన్ దిస్.
సర్వ సాధన యొక్క సారం ఇదియే.
దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సాధనాస్.
సర్వ మూలముల యొక్క సారము ఇదియే.
దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డివినిటీ.
కనుక ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్
చేయండి.
థింక్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ నేమ్.
కలియుగంలో నామస్మరణ కంటే మించినటువంటిది లేదు.
ఇన్ కలియుగ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ హరే నామ
హరే నామ హరే నామైవ కేవలం కలవు నాస్తియవ 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 గతిరేత. ఈ కలియుగ లోపల దీనికంటే మించినటువంటి మరొకటి లేదు.
ఇన్ కలి ఏజ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో పాత్ హైయర్ దాన్ ది చాంటింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
కనుక నామస్మరణ చేయండి,
చాంట్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
Krishna, Shri Hari Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krish గిరిధారీ ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ
జై బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ జై।